Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. We're going to go around the league and have a look at all the news stories from the last 2 or 3 days. Most of these coming from Clarkey's Rugby League column and all the other sources which I will mention. Let's get stuck into these. The first one is on the great Greg Marsu from the Gold Coast Titans. The Knights are reportedly closing in on the signature of Greg Marsu for 2023 in what would be a player swap with the Titans. Now, the player that is being spoken about in the player swap is Chris Randall from the Newcastle Knights. The Knights player going to the Titans way in exchange is reported as Chris Randall. That's coming from Zero Tackle. I'm not really buying this one just yet. I'll believe this one when I see it. I can understand the Titans potentially letting go of Greg Marsu, despite him being a very talented player. Defensively, there are issues there and whatnot. He's still a guy that I think for the value that you can keep him at, I would probably keep him in my club, but I can understand them letting him go. So I was getting Chris Randall. Do they need him? I probably don't think they do, to be honest with you. You got Aaron Booth, you got Sam Verrills, you got Aaron Clark, if you need to move him to 9 as well. So I'm not sure if Chris Randall's the sort of guy they need. And if I was the Newcastle Knights, just with Jaden Brayley's history and whatnot, I'm not sure if I'd be letting go of Chris Randall. I thought he was very good for them last year in the games that he came in, especially defensively. He was fantastic. So an interesting one. We'll see if this one plays out. I don't have any more information on it whatsoever, though, to be honest with you. So we'll see what happens with that one. Cody Ramsey. Now, this one's via News Corp. He's been in hospital the last few weeks suffering from something that he's got himself in a little bit of trouble with. They're a little bit worried about whether he will play in 2023, which is very concerning. So we do wish Cody all the very best. Obviously had a fantastic season last year. He was great, and his mother has been quoted in here saying that Anthony Griffin, he has reached out every single day to see how he is traveling and whatnot, Anthony Griffin seems to be a very big fan of Cody Ramsey, and going above and beyond as a coach to check in on his fullback each and every day. So great to see. We wish Cody Ramsey all the very best with his recovery. Hopefully all good, and hopefully we get to see him running around in 2023. Ryan Pappenhausen, Pappy, will play in the BBL Celebrity Game for the Thunder against the Sixers on January 8th. An interesting one there. Not overly interesting, I guess, but good to see Pappy running around. I think Bradley Clyde will be in that one too. Can't wait. I've already had a joke with my mates about all the Supercoach players out there watching how Pappy runs between the wickets, his bowling approach and whatnot, to see how he's moving heading into season 2023. But that'll be a little giggle to watch Pappy go around in the cricket. Roy Asatasi, Roy the Boy. The Bulldogs have signed Roy Asatasi in a mentoring role. He said he'd like to help mentor kids in our academy program. You can never have too many good people in your football club, Gus Gould said. That one's via Wide World of Sports. Obviously, the Canterbury Bulldogs, they've employed a number of their 2004 heroes, Mark O'Mealy, Willie Mason, Roy Asatasi. They just keep coming, and I really like it, to be honest. I think it's great bringing these guys back. I think Bobcat Ryan is part of it as well, the great Andrew Ryan. So, yeah, I love this for Canterbury. I think it's very good they're bringing in those old guys that know the DNA of Canterbury, especially after losing a guy like Josh Jackson. I really like them bringing these guys back into camp. All these guys would have been heroes to the kids that are playing now. Your Asatasis, your Marco Millers, your Willie Masons that featured in the 2004 grand final. So I like this move by Canterbury. Jermaine Hopgood, our boy. Brad Arthur has hinted Jermaine Hopgood will replace suspended Ryan Madison for the opening three games of 2023. We signed Jermaine Hopgood from Penrith. We're looking forward to seeing him, he said. That's via News Corp. And yeah, you all know how I feel about Jermaine Hopgood. He obviously got man of the match in the Cup, New South Wales Cup final, which I think put him on a few more people's radar. I think we spoke about him about 5 or 6 weeks before that, saying how we're so excited about him going to Parramatta. And I think he will be not probably not as good as Isaiah Papali'i, simply because Papali'i set such a high mark to try and achieve, but I think Jermaine Hopgood, he'll be one of the signings of the year, and I think he's going to go very well for Parramatta. And, you know, credit to Parramatta over the last few years. They have brought on a number of guys like that that arrived there as sort of nobodies and have turned into real stars. So I'm going to back Brad Arthur to get the very best out of him. Brad Arthur sort of mentioned that as well. Brad Arthur has declared their up-and-comers will replace their departing stars. Nobody knew Reed Marty when we signed him. When Isaiah came to the Eels, no one really knew much about him. We have a new group with opportunity to do the same. And I think Jermaine Hopgood, he will be a classic example of the new group that will do very similar. My one to watch. I think he's going to be a gun in Supercoach as well. So keep your eye out for Jermaine Hopgood. Josh Reynolds, obviously at the Canterbury Bulldogs. We welcome him back, which is great to see. On a training trial at the moment. I'm really, really hoping that he gets a gig in this 30. And then I think he can actually get a gig in the 17. Josh Reynolds has declared he is doing all the one percenters and is pushing himself to secure a full-time contract for 2023. I'm 33 and this is the best I've ever felt in a preseason. It's because I'm doing everything right, he said. That's Josh Reynolds via the Sydney Morning Herald. So hopefully we can see Grubb get a jersey there. You obviously mentioned, the DNA of the Bulldogs earlier in this podcast, Willie Mason, Bobcat, Marco Millie, these sort of guys. Josh Reynolds, you can add him to that list. I think he'd be a fantastic guy to have in this squad. Even if he's just in the top 30, I think his energy alone, his passion he has for the club alone, I think that'll be fantastic. He can obviously cover 7, 6, 9, 13. He can play a number of roles. So if you had a heap of injuries and you needed someone, fuck, you could do so much worse than Josh Reynolds. But I genuinely think he's a chance to get the 14 jersey for Canterbury. I know he's older and everything, but older, wiser, he's seen it all before Josh Reynolds. And I just think he's going to look great in a Canterbury jersey once again. So fingers crossed on that front. George Burgess. George Burgess has officially announced his retirement from the NRL. Unfortunately, injuries ended my career before I would have liked, but I am a happy man walking away from this beautiful game with my achievements, he said. George Burgess, what a career. Obviously cut short, which is very unfortunate the last few years. Been a little bit derailed by injury and whatnot, which is disappointing, but at his peak, one of the greatest front rowers we've seen. I really do think that at his absolute best, he could compete with most front rowers ever during that period, especially the 2014 grand final, probably what he's best remembered for. One of the great grand final tries of all time. Speaking to Matty the Waterboy about that the other day on the off-season, talking about that was the moment that turned the momentum for the South Sydney Rabbitohs in that grand final. So George Burgess, congratulations on his career. It's unfortunate the way that it played out in the back end, but a fantastic career, and we congratulate George on all he has achieved, and he will forever be part of rugby league grand final folklore for his try in the 2014 grand final. Unreal stuff. Let's have a look at the New Zealand Warriors. Now, one of their many signings heading into next season is Charles Nicoll-Klokstad. The Warriors have announced Charles Nicoll-Klokstad will start at fullback for 2023 with Dylan Walker at 14. An interesting one, Charles. He will line up in the one jersey replacing Reece Walsh. I know a lot of people always want to say, Charles, he could play wing, he could play centre. I just genuinely think fullback is his best position. And if I was the New Zealand Warriors, it's where I would be playing him. I think he will get a bit of pressure throughout the season from young Metcalf. You all know how huge I am on him, how big I've been on him for quite some time. And I think that he probably didn't get an opportunity at Cronulla last year, or too many opportunities, because they knew he was leaving, so they invested in your Dykes and your Millers, these sort of guys. But Metcalf, he's definitely one to watch. I wouldn't be surprised if he snags a bench spot, or, you know, if there's one or two injuries somewhere, he could get in as well. But I just think when Metcalf gets an opportunity, I think he's going to take it with both hands. But Chance, it looks like he's got the nod for round one for fullback, which is great to see. And Dylan Walker at 14. I think the days of bench players or shit players is well and truly necessarily over. It's your impact that matters, and I think Walker in the 14, I think it's probably his best role. You bring him on to play a bit of a roaming 13 position. I really like it. Dylan Walker can obviously cover a vast array of positions as well. So if I had Dylan Walker in my Warriors team, I'd be playing him at 14 as well, and I think Walker, he's old enough now, he's experienced now to appreciate that bench players aren't your worst players anymore. They're having a serious impact on the game. We said this about 2 years ago when everyone was blowing up about this sort of stuff. So it's great to see that that transition has happened and people are starting to appreciate just how important your bench is in rugby league. Selwyn Cobbo up there at the Brisbane Broncos. Preseason has started. We're starting to hear you training the house downs, losing 15 kilos. And this one, Selwyn Cobbo has clocked 4.7 seconds in the 40-meter dash, an incredibly rare time, especially for someone who weighs 108 kilos. Great knock by Selwyn there. We'll start to hear more and more of these preseason stories, which we love to hear. And you're back in when these guys are doing well, that they're working their ass off. So hopefully Selwyn Cobbo, he can return again next year, playing on the right wing outside Katoni. And hopefully they can become the right edge that they probably should have been last year. They were still good last year, especially Selwyn, to be fair. But I do think he's got plenty more levels to go to in his game, especially with Adam Reynolds there. If he can play a full season inside these boys, they can go a long way. So Selwyn Cobbo doing really good things at the start of preseason. Obviously, the speed is fantastic, but when you partner that with the skill set he has, but also just how physical he is and how hard he is to handle, it's going to make Selwyn Cobbo a great player for years to come. Nathan Brown, obviously featured in the grand final for the Parramatta Eels, sort of out of the blue, out of obscurity. Tim Sheens has reportedly met with Nathan Brown, who has previously been linked with a move to the club from 2023 onwards. So Nathan Brown, potentially to the Tigers. I think there'll be a number of clubs lining up for his signature. I'm not sure if he's actually off contract or whether Parramatta are just considering releasing him, but I think there's a number of spots Nathan Brown could end up at, Tigers being one. I think the Newcastle Knights are having a look at him as well. I think the Melbourne Storm should be having a look at him. And of course, I think the Parramatta Eels, just in general, they should probably be looking at keeping him as well. If you're willing to play him in a grand final, it's probably worth keeping at your club, in my opinion. Latrell Mitchell. Fox Sports have signed Latrell Mitchell to appear on their network throughout the 2023 season. Latrell is one of our great players and we're excited about it, said Fox's executive director. Yeah, great to see Latrell Mitchell. He's going to be on screen a little bit more. Means he's going to be able to talk a little bit more. So if you don't like Latrell, it's going to be a tough little year for you, because Latrell's going to do what Latrell does, and that is be a superstar on and off the field. He's not afraid to talk. He's not afraid to call it as it is. And I absolutely love that about Latrell anyway. Really looking forward to what they do, what sort of role he's going to play. Very keen to see how this one plays out. The more Latrell, the better. He is great for our game. Whether you like him, hate him, love him, don't really give a fuck, he's good for our game either way. So excited to see how this plays out. Jeremiah Nanai. The Titans have reportedly identified Nanai as their plan B should Fifita opt to leave the club and sign elsewhere. An interesting one. I think that it was pretty evident that the Fifita signing, I don't think it worked out as best as it possibly could have. I don't think they've got value out of that signing. I don't think they've got the best out of Fifita over the last few years. To invest a heap of money in a back rower, it not work, potentially let him go or him go elsewhere, and then sign another young back row with all the talent in the world. I don't know. I don't know this is true. This is only reports, obviously, so maybe it's all bullshit. But if I was the Gold Coast Titans, I think I'd be looking to bolster up other positions instead of buying another freak back rower for $1 million-odd or whatever it might be. You're buying Nanai now, you're going to buy him at a very, very high rate. And at the end of the day, we have only seen him play 1.5 seasons of first grade. I do want to say a little bit more, despite how fucking good he looks at the moment. But just based on their track record of superstar second rowers, I don't know about this one, to be honest with you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Kalen Ponga. Knights boss Peter Parr has challenged Kalen Ponga to find his consistency in 2023. The quote is, "I think when you watch someone like James Tedesco, I think that is where Kalen needs to get to," he said. Peter Parr, obviously one of the smartest brains in rugby league. He was obviously a big part of getting Jackson Hastings to the Newcastle Knights. So just being able to hear about the sort of stuff that Peter Parr is doing and the sort of conversations Peter Parr is having with players, I'm very, very excited about the Newcastle Knights moving forward. And I love that he's come out and challenged KP like this. At the end of the day, KP's on the big money there. He is the face of that franchise. And granted, he hasn't been on the field all that much the last few years with injuries and whatnot. He goes and plays Origin, though, and he absolutely dominates and owns that Queensland team. He needs to do the same for the Newcastle Knights, and I'm sure that KP, he would completely agree with that. I don't think he'd hide away from that at all. So I love Peter Parr coming out and challenging KP. We know that KP, as much as he's cool as a cucumber, he's always very relaxed. He is a competitor. Yeah, that's why he's constantly got these head knocks, because he is such a competitor. I love Peter Parr coming out and saying these sort of things, and I reckon you'll see a few more of Joey and Adam O'Brien, these sort of guys, saying similar things over the next few months to get the very best out of KP. And fingers crossed we do see his best. I think the signing of Hastings is going to be sensational for him and could really bring the best out in KP. So fingers crossed. Hopefully we see the best of him for Newcastle and the worst of him for Queensland, so I can stop fucking my New South Wales Blues year in, year out. Guys, that's all of our news wrapped up from the last two or three days. All those stories coming from Clarkie's Rugby League column. Go and check him out on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, wherever you'll find Rugby League news. I'm sure Clarkie will be there providing it for you guys.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A change of seasons means adventures in rain, shine, mist, or snow, or all of the above on the same day. This season, prepare for every season with the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. With all-condition traction and materials and features to keep you comfy and dry no matter what, you'll be ready for anything. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase. Allbirds.com, code FRESHSOCKS.